Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joseph, how did the marathon runner from Ukraine do here in Chicago yesterday?
Hey, Bob, good afternoon from Lviv. I'm not sure what his time was or anything like that, but I know that Roman Kashper, a Ukrainian soldier who lost his leg in 2019, stepping on a landmine, and people forget, I think, that Russia had invaded Ukraine in 2014, and so there was a war happening on a much smaller scale. So he was injured in 2019, and this was his fifth major marathon. I do know that he completed it. There was a great cheering section of Ukrainian Americans on Wacker Drive, and the fans were holding a giant banner of St. Michael the Archangel, which is that symbol of Kyiv and of Ukraine. And so I know that Roman completed the course. And as we speak of Ukrainian soldiers who've lost arms and legs in battle, our friends, the Cultural Forces, who are currently traveling, their 64-day tour of the U.S. These are Ukrainian soldier musicians. They're still in the Ukrainian military. Several of them were wounded in battle, and they've been in the Southeast, and they're down in Orlando over the weekend. They played at a church and a fire station, and in Orlando, the father of an American who was killed fighting for Ukraine. The name of this American guy was Edward Wilton, and his father was in attendance at this Cultural Forces event in Orlando. And so the Ukrainian soldiers invited the father of the fallen American to give a talk at this church. And the report I heard is that the audience was in tears. The father gave this piercing account of what he heard from his son's friends of how his son died in the battlefield. And so we see these great moments of difficult but powerful connections. And the Ukrainians also visited Prosthetic Center in Orlando, where Ukrainians who lost limbs are getting healed using this sort of advanced American technology. And so it's great as we mm-hmm. see these sort of micro connections as we go. And speaking of Americans who've been killed in Ukraine, over the weekend we had the news of American from Sonoma, California, Nick Duckworth, and he was a volunteer medic, and he was killed by a Russian FPV drone in the Zaporizhia region. And according to the reports, he was killed while he was shielding a friend. When one of those drones is locked on you, unless you have some kind of good drone jamming equipment, it's really almost impossible to get away from it. It's an absolutely terrifying thing. And so he protected his friend. And as I was looking, I knew a lot of people who knew Nick Duckworth pretty well, and I was just looking up his name on X. And as far, back in 2023, Russians online were targeting him. I mean, the Russians do this all the time. As soon as they find out that they're, the name of an American who's fighting for Ukraine, or even in the case of Nick, here is a volunteer medic, they target these guys. they put their photos online, and they try to get them killed. And there's good evidence that there's a bounty, whatever Russian was piloting that FPV drone to kill Nick Duckworth likely received a prize for it. So this is what is happening almost every day now.
Of course, you, I'm sure, heard the news over the weekend, Joseph, about the United States sending a missile defense system and troops to run it to Israel to aid defense against Iran. When you heard this news, did it make you think about the support you're getting there, and also at times the lack of support?
Well, indeed. I mean, this is because, NATO countries will not put personnel here in Ukraine at all. Even for training purposes, Ukrainians have to go abroad to do that. And Ukraine is, President Zelensky and others are still pleading for more air defense as the winter approaches. And, it's felt deeply here because it's difficult. The manpower situation is not good. And we felt that here over the weekend throughout Ukraine. The military recruitment officers, they're called the Territorial Recruitment Agency, the TASK, and they had major raids throughout all of Ukraine over the weekend. Pretty extraordinary. I mean, they went to, because you know, so, now and then you'll have, you know, these military recruitment guys will pick people, you know, take guys from a village or something. But over the weekend, they went to the most popular rock, the concert of the most popular rock band in Ukraine. They were waiting outside to capture people, to make sure, partly to make sure everyone who should be registered is registered. But they also were taking people away, taking them in vans. And it even got, I mean, we've never seen anything like this in the past 2.5 years, but even hotels were raided. And that, you know, for the first time in 2.5 years, Ukraine was feeling like a police state, which is something that the Ukrainians really resist. I mean, in 2014, when Ukrainians had their revolution of dignity, you know, one of the things they were doing was getting rid of the, you know, sort of Kremlin-controlled police state that existed here. There used to be a secret police force in 2014, and now that's gone. And for the first time since 2014, there was a feeling of secret police here. And even an American volunteer told me that the military, these military recruitment officers and the police were banging on the door of his hotel room. And the girl at the front desk was calling, with, you know, her voice was shaking, saying, "Don't open the door. They're not allowed to do it. It's a violation of civil rights." But the fact that they would do this even in places where you have foreigners, it's pretty extraordinary. And there's a lot of debate today happening in Ukrainian society about this. You know, some people say it's good to remind people, you know, don't be at a club or a concert in a wartime. But others are saying, you know, this is not sustainable. It's not democratic and it needs to get fixed. So I'd say it's a very trying weekend here. And the Russian propaganda, of course, was gleeful, spreading this to those who oppose Ukraine in America in particular, saying, come on, this is not a democracy. But, you know, 2.5 years without having to do this, it's pretty extraordinary, but it's forcing some very difficult questions this week.
Yeah, I can imagine. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Well, I'm glad many Chicagoans turned out to cheer on the Ukrainian marathoner yesterday, Joe.
Always some bright moments in the darkness.
We hope. Thank you very much.
Until tomorrow. Thank you, Bob.